The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 1975 in Melbourne, Australia.
Well, yesterday we talked about Parikshit Maharaj. So he was cursed by a Brahmin boy. So he prepared himself for death. What was the preparation? That he left immediately his kingdom, and the kingdom was divided among his sons. He was a young man, not very old. But he understood, now within 7 days I will have to die. So immediately he left home and went to the bank of the Ganges. He was situated, his capital was what is now called New Delhi. Formerly, it was known as Hastinapur. The another name of Hastina, New Delhi, is there still, and there is a very, very old fort. They say that this fort belonged to the Pandavas, Maharaj Parikshit. They are keeping, just like in Rome, they are keeping old buildings. Apart from historical reference, so, Maharaj Parikshit, he was king, emperor of the world. So he was preparing for dying. Many, many from all over the world, saintly persons, kings, even some demigods from other planets, they came to see him. So, what to do at the time of death? One has to change. Death means change of this body. The modern civilization, they do not know it. That is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge. That we change our body. I am spirit soul, every one of us. Spirit soul, even the animals, and the trees and plants and aquatics, any living being. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living being. Of all of them, the human form is considered the best. Best means it has got, the human form has got developed consciousness. Developed consciousness means they can understand what is past, what is future, what is present, especially to understand his position as spirit soul, to understand God, to understand what is his relation with God and what he should do in that relationship. These things are understandable in the human form of life, not otherwise. We cannot invite dogs and cats to come here and hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. No, that is not possible. But a human being, he can hear. He can understand. So this is our special opportunity. After evolutionary process, passing through 8 million, at least 8 million different forms of life, the list is there in Padma Purana. Jalajanavalukhani. 9 lakhs forms of life within the water. There is animal in the water which is called Timingal. It is so big that we have got experience the whale fish is very big. That whale fish is taken up by this Timingal fish just like a big fish swallows a small fish. Such big, big fishes are there within the... They do not come visible to the... But there are. We get information. Timingal. Many, very big, big animals are there within the water. Deep. So, there are 9 lakhs, 900,000 forms of life within the water. And then, jalayana mulakkhari sabara lakkhavinshat. Then, sabara means stand up. We have got experience. I do not know whether you have got. In our school days, if a boy is making trouble, the teacher will ask him, stand up on the bench. So the stand-up punishment, the trees, the plants, they are stand-up punishment. Stand up here for 5,000 years. You see, there are many trees. They are standing up for 5,000 years, 7,000 years. In California I have seen one tree, they say it is 7,000 years. You just imagine, if the teacher punishes a boy to stand up for few minutes, how much troublesome it is. And if one is ordered to stand up for 7,000 years, so just imagine what is the punishment. So, that is punishment. These trees and plants, because they committed very sinful activities, to become naked is also another criminal activity. Therefore, by nature's law, the trees, they are standing up naked. They do not dress. Similarly, if a human being does not dress, does not cover, then what is the difference between the trees and the human being? It is the human being who requires to be properly dressed. That is the law of nature. If we violate, then the punishment is all right. You become tree and stand up naked for 10,000 years. This is the nature's law. You cannot violate the nature's law. And we are completely under the laws of nature. You cannot say that I don't care for. No, you may say foolishly. But you are. You are. Just like nature's law is that you must die. Can you say, no, I shall not die? Can you say boldly, no, I shall not die? I am now scientific. I have got my science, I shall not die. The nature's law, you must die. See, in this way you should understand how strongly you are controlled by the nature's law. But foolishly we say, no. That is not. Just like this Maharaj Parikshit, such a powerful king, he is now somehow or other cursed by a Brahmin boy that he must die within 7 days. He is preparing. He has got time, 7 days. But what we have got? We haven't got even 7 minutes warning. At any moment we can die. And what we are doing? That is the foolishness. One must be ready. that I will have to die. Dying means I will have to accept another body. Now there are so many forms of body, as I was explaining, aquatics, 900,000, then trees, as the water dries, the vegetation comes. You have got experience. That is the nature's process. And after vegetation, then the flies, insects, moving. Up to trees and plants, not moving. Then they move, flies, grasshoppers, and they turn into birds again, very freely flying. And there are many, many big birds in the sky, eagles. Some of the eagles you have got experience. There are monkey-eating eagles. They capture the monkey. And there are eagles elephant-eating. We get all this information. Elephant, they will capture elephant and take it. Just imagine. It is no joking. This is a fact. So there are so many birds, eagle birds. They fly and they go from one planet to another. They are resting just like a bird, you see. They fly from one tree to another. So their resting place is one planet to another. You see, you are trying to go to the moon planet bogusly. I'd say bogusly, because you could not go there. The moon planet is far away from the sun planet. So it is not possible to go there by the so-called jets planet, no. It is far, far away. It is 1,600,000 miles away from the sun. The modern scientist calculation is 93 million miles. The sun is situated, and above that, 1,600,000 miles up there is moon planet. So, by the Vedic calculation, it is not possible to go there. By the method we are attempting, that is not possible. And the proof is that why, if they are going to the moon planet, why they cannot stay there? Now, the argument is that there is no vegetation, the atmosphere is different, where living being cannot stay. They say like that. But from the Vedic information, we understand that moon planet influences vegetation in all other planets. So, if the moon planet helps vegetation in all other planets, how it is that there is no planet? There is no vegetation. So there are many things, contradiction, and practically we see they are going to the moon planet, but they cannot stay. Uselessly going and coming. So let them do that. But we have got our other sources of information that we cannot go to the moon planet. It is not possible. So anyway, the nature's law is very strict. We cannot surpass. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivi jesa agunamai mama maya durattaya mami buja prapadante mayami tang saranti. You cannot go, or you may go, but so far you have not gone, or you have not been successful. But there are many, many other planets that we see at night, many, many. But spiritual process is so made. Krishna says, Mamim jo prapadante maya amitang saranti. Maya, the material nature, is very, very strict. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, fully surrendered to Krishna, he surpasses the laws of material nature. That is possible. Maya amitang saranti. How? Just like we are trying to go to this planet or that planet, but we have been unsuccessful. But if you become Krishna conscious, then immediately after death, you immediately go to the Krishna planet. Immediately. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunti. So, we, Krishna conscious people, we believe in the statement of Krishna and act accordingly. So we have no difficulty because we are under the direction of Krishna. So, we are assured, if we actually act according to the instruction of Krishna, then we are sure to go back to Krishna, back to Godhead, without any difficulty. But Krishna says, janma karma chamai dibbam ju janati tattata takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunti. So we believe, we blindly believe, blindly or knowingly, it is not possible knowingly, but if we accept Krishna's argument, then we have to believe. Krishna does not say anything without any reason. Nobody says, no authority says like that. So what to speak of Krishna? Krishna is the greatest authority. If we blindly accept his statement, that is also good. And if we apply our reason and argument, that also we can do. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehinasmin jatha dehe komarajo vananga jara tatha dehantara prati dhirastatta namayati. He is giving very practical example that because the soul is within this body, therefore bodily changes are taking place. Now suppose if a child is born dead, that you can keep it by some method, preservative method, but it will not grow. One can understand very easily. Because the soul is there, therefore the child from the womb of his mother grows gradually. Grows means changing body. Everything information is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The man and woman, father and mother, after sex, the two secretion is emulsified and it takes a form like a pea. And the small living entity, the measurement is also given. Kesagra satohagasya satodhakalpi. 1/10,000 part of the upper portion point of hair. You know, the point of hair, now divide it into 10,000 part and take one part, that is the form of the soul. That little spark takes shelter into that emulsified pea, and because the soul is there within, it develops from the mother. The child does not develop all of a sudden. Every mother knows it. It grows gradually, little by little, little by little. When it is 7 months, then it moves So in this way, the Krishna says that don't take this body as the living being. Dehina asmin dehe. Within this body, the soul is there. So everyone can understand. Now, because the soul is there, therefore the body is changing. Everyone knows that he was a child. I know, you know. I remember my childhood body or my boyhood body, my youthhood body. I'm old man. I remember them. That I was doing as a young man like this. I was doing as a boy like this. I was jumping. Now I cannot jump. Why? The body is changed. The body is changed. It is very good logic. The same I am there. I was a boy. I was jumping. Now I am old man. I have changed my body. I cannot do that. I'll have to take the stick. Because the body has changed. So where is the fallacy of logic? It is very clear. And the authority says, Krishna says, not an ordinary person. He says within this body there is the soul. And as on account of this soul, the body is changing shape from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old man's body. Similarly, when this body will be useless, he will accept another. This simple truth one has to understand first of all, before anything spiritual knowledge. If one cannot understand that the spirit soul is different from this body, then he is cat and dog. He is not human being. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradishu bhoma ijyadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu avigyesu saeva gokhara. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. If anyone accepts this body is made of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu, mucus, bile, and air. So, if we accept this body, combination of bones and flesh and blood and urines and stool and cough and mucus and so many things, if we consider this body as I am, the soul, do you mean to say that is very good knowledge? No. That is gokhara. Gokhara means animal. Go means cow. And khara means ash. So these animals think like that, I am this body. And if a man thinks like that, he is no better than the animal. That is not possible. You mean to say, by combination of this blood, flesh, bones, urine, and stool, and so many other things, you can, by combination, make a person like big scientist, philosopher, mathematician, by combination of these ingredients? Is it possible? Then there are much quantity of blood and flesh and this in the slaughterhouse you bring and mix with them stool and urine and make a Professor Einstein. You are advanced scientist, you bring this ingredient and make a very intelligent man. So this is all foolishness. Saiva gokhara. Anyone who thinks this body as the self, then he is in the animal kingdom. If anyone wants spiritual knowledge, he first of all know what is spirit, then spiritual knowledge. If you have no idea of spirit, what is the value of your spiritual knowledge? There is no value. So I have a gokhara. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving that enlightenment that you are not this body. not this movement. It is there in the statement of Krishna. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumaras. Asachyananusuchastang prajnavadhanstavasas. When Arjuna was declining to fight, the other side was his kinsman, his brother, nephews, his teacher, all very affectionate. So Arjuna declined, Krishna, I am not going to fight. They have usurped our kingdom, that's all right. They are also our own men, let them enjoy. But I am not going to kill them. This is Vaishnava, because he is a devotee. In spite of being harassed by the other party, wife was insulted, then kingdom was taken by beating, by gambling. In this way, they are put into so many troublesome position. Still, when there was actual fight, because Arjuna was a Vaishnava devotee, he said, let them enjoy. I am not going to fight. This is Vaishnava. Ordinary man would have taken very seriously. These people have insulted like that. They have taken our ears. We must fight. So Vaishnava, by nature, is not violent. But if it requires, if Krishna directs that you must fight, they fight. That is Vaishnava. When Arjuna declined to fight, and then Krishna had to instruct him about the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita, just to induce him to fight. And at last, Arjuna was asked by Krishna, now what is your decision? I have told you anything, everything. What do you decide? Whatever you decide now, you do. I have finished my instruction. He said, yes, I shall fight. Karishye vachanam tava nasto moho. I was illusioned. Now it is my duty, because you are ordering, and I have heard you very patiently, so it is my duty to fight. Karishye vachanam tava. This very word is there. I shall act as you advise. This is the result of studying Bhagavad Gita. You read Bhagavad Gita, and when you agree to act by the instruction of Krishna, then your Bhagavad Gita reading is success. Otherwise, if you act differently, then you may read Bhagavad Gita for many thousands of years. There is no benefit. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that asachyananusuchan, in the beginning, Arjuna was arguing with Krishna to support his decision that he would not fight. But he could not convince Krishna very nicely that he understood that, although I am speaking so many things, Krishna is not changing. He's fixed up. Then he surrendered himself. My dear Krishna, we are now talking as friends. No, we shall talk now as master and disciple. I accept you as my master. Shishyasti ham sadhiman pravannam. He accepted him as the master, and he became disciple to understand Bhagavad. This is the way. If you have got your own opinion, you will never understand Bhagavad Gita. You have to take lessons from the master. Although the book is there, for example, I can give you, suppose if you want to be a medical man, the books are available in the market. You can purchase and read and become a doctor. Is it possible? But simply by reading books, purchasing from the market, I become a medical man? No, that is not possible. You have to learn it from a person who is a medical man. Then you go to the medical college and learn the medical science from the practical medical man, and then you examine, put yourself in examination. When you pass, this is the way. So any shastra, any book, even in the material world, it is not possible to read oneself and understand the real fact. That is not possible. Therefore, basic injunction is that if you want to learn that spiritual science, tat vigyan means spiritual science. Tat vigyana tham sa guru meva abhigacchit. This is the instruction. If you want to learn that spiritual science, then you must approach a bona fide guru. Guru meva abhigacchit. There are many shastric injunctions like that. Tasmād gurum prapadyeta jigyāsu sreyuttama. And who requires a guru? Guru is not a fashion. It is necessary. How it is necessary? That anyone who is inquisitive to understand the spiritual science, for him it is necessary. Jigyāsu sreyuttama. Even if you want to become an ordinary electrician, still you require a teacher. And what to speak of spiritual science? So that is necessary. Tat vijñānārtham sa guru meva abhigacchet. So Arjuna followed and he submitted himself to Krishna to become his disciple, not to talk as friend. So, when he accepted him as the spiritual master, the teacher has the right to chastise the student, that is accepted. So he immediately chastised him, Arjuna. Arjuna was chastised. What is that? Asachyāna nisūcastaṁ prajñāvādāṁ subhāsasaṁ. My dear Arjuna, you are talking just like a very learned man. But you are lamenting on the subject matter on which no learned man laments. That means you are a fool. It is indirectly said, no learned man laments on this subject. What was the subject? He was considering that if I kill the other side, my brother or my nephew or my teacher, they will die. So that is the general impression in the whole world. Then he teaches, no, on account of death of the body, the soul does not die. The soul simply changes another body. That's all. This is the first instruction. Tatha dehantara prapti dhīra-sattva-namayyati. For that reason you cannot kill. It is not that Krishna was encouraging killing. No. Duty. When there is fight, there is killing. You cannot avoid it. Just like the soldier. So what is the duty of the soldier? Kill as many as possible, the enemies. But the same soldier, if he comes back home and kills some of his men or countrymen, and is arrested, and in the court he is ordered to be hanged, and if he pleads that I am a soldier, in the battlefield I have killed so many persons, and now I have killed one man, why you are ordering me to be hanged? What will be the answer of the court? The answer that you cannot kill on principle. But you can kill on the superior order. You cannot kill by your whims. In the battlefield, the commander-in-chief orders, yes, you kill and get gold medal. But if you think I have killed so many persons in the battlefield, here is my enemy, I kill him. No, that you cannot do. That you cannot. This is the principle. When there is duty, that is another thing, but not whimsically. We cannot kill, therefore Lord Jesus Christ ordered, thou shalt not kill. This is the order. Thou shalt not kill. But we are violating the order. We are killing so many animals. So this is not good. Lord Christ sometimes took some plea somewhere, therefore we'll have to maintain a big slaughterhouse. This is not very good logic. So anyway, we have to act according to the superior order. And so far, the spirit soul is concerned, that is the first lesson of spiritual knowledge. Unless you understand what is spirit, we are present here, the body is there, and the spirit is there. Now we must analyze according to the direction given in authoritative books. That is very easy. Krishna says that within this body there is the spirit soul. And we can experience that unless the spirit soul is there, the body does not change. And as soon as the spirit soul goes away, the body is a dead lump of matter. That's all. Very easy to understand. So we have to first understand this. Then spiritual problems. If we remain like asses and dogs and cats that I am this body, there is no question of spiritual understanding. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Read it, and you will understand what is the difference between spirit and matter. In so many ways they have been described. Then, if we understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then my duty will be assigned. That I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. So I am acting for the body only. The body is perishable. Antabhattu ime deha. Everything is there. Antabhat means perishable. Nityasya ukta sharirino. But the spirit soul is eternal. So I am working day and night so hard only for this body. How to eat, how to dress, how to have sex, how to defend. And what I am doing for the spirit soul? That is knowledge. The spirit soul, I am the spirit soul, and because as spirit soul I am within this body, the body is working, moving, and I am simply taking care of the body. What care I am taking for myself, the spirit soul, who is going to change this body? But Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. The spirit soul will change this body, as it has already changed, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, that I already explained. So, what type of body I am going to accept next life? I am not going to die. I am simply changing body, just like we change dress. If one dress is torn or old, we change another dress. Exactly like that. This body we change when it is no more usable. We have got our spiritual body. And they say the spirit is formless. No. Now, if this body is my dress, then how the body has got these hands and legs? Just like, because you have got actually hands and legs, therefore your coat and pant has got hands and legs. If you have no form, then how the coat and pant is made? The pant has got legs, because actually I have got legs. The coat has hands or body, because actually I have got body. So, the argument that the spirit is formless, that is bogus. Unless I have got form, how the dressed body is made, with hands and legs and heads and everything. These are the subject matters to be considered. That is called Brahma Jigyasa. To understand about spiritual life, spiritual knowledge, then there will be question, how the spirit soul am, I have contacted this material body. And it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that because I have accepted this material body, all miserable conditions are there. We are trying to get over miseries. That is called struggle for existence. Everyone is trying. He thinks one status of life is miserable, let me avoid it and get better life. That is our struggle. In this way, from lower bodies we have come to this spiritual, human form of body. Now it has to be decided what is our next body. That is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find, Janti deva vrta devan, pitri janti pitri vrta, bhutani janti bhute jya, madhyajinopi janti maam. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, where the demigods live, you can go there. Therefore the Kurmis, by performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, they want elevation to the higher planetary system, where the life, prolongation of life is very, very big. As you have got day and night in the higher planetary system, the waxing and waning moon, that when the moon is present there and the sky is in light, that is the day of the higher planetary system. And when the moon is dark, that is the night, that means our 15 days in the higher planetary system, 12 hours. Just imagine their year, and such 10,000 of years you can live if you can go to the moon planet. The day and night, 15 days, your 15 days is equal to their one day. Now, 12 hours. That means your 1 month is their one day. Now, calculate 1 day, then 30 days, 1 month, then 12 months, equal to 1 year, such 10,000 of years. Just imagine. You can go there and live like that. Janti deva, deva brata deva, if you like. But that is not eternal life. After that long period, you have to die. So, Krishna says, janmamitya jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. You are trying to avoid all kinds of miserable conditions, but your real miserable condition is your birth, death, old age and disease. Try to avoid. That is perfection. That is spiritual life. So there are many things, if you kindly take advantage of our offering, we are presenting this Krishna consciousness movement very genuinely and authorizedly. The center is open now. Now it is up to you to take advantage of it and be benefited. Thank you very much.
If there is any question, to present to the Divine Grace, you can ask them now.
What is the purpose of deity worship?
What is the purpose of deity worship?
Deity means Krishna's deity. Krishna and Krishna's deity is not different. The whole idea of spiritual knowledge means to understand God. So, Vedaishta Sarvai Ahameva Vedam. That is the purpose of Vedic knowledge. So, just to favor you, you cannot see now God. So, Krishna has come in deity form to accept your service. And we have to render service. Not that it is a doll or stone. No, he is Krishna. Because you cannot see at the present moment except stone and wood, he has accepted this form like stone and wood, so that you can see and then that's it. This is the purpose of deity worship. Yes. Yes, it has got also legs. But the shape has taken according to his desire. Every animal has got these four things. Just like bird, it has got two wings, two legs. The animal has got four legs, and the man has got two hands, two legs. So the same parts of the body, they are appearing in a different type, but the four limbs of the body are there.
The eternal form of the spirit soul is a human form, or is it...
Yes, human form. God is also human form. Man is made after the shape of God, I think that is in the Bible. Is it not? So God is also like human form. Here you see Krishna, two hands, two legs. Yes, they are more covered. Especially if you cover your body with blanket, the hands and legs are invisible. But you are not the blanket. So the trees and plants are more covered. They are not in full manifestation. The human form is the full manifestation of the soul.
He's asking if they were actually covered in the spiritual world as well.
Not in the spiritual world. There is voluntary. Some devotee wants to serve Krishna as flower. They become flowers. If I want that I, as a flower I shall lie down at the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes flower. Voluntary. At that moment he can change this from flower to human body. That is spiritual life. There is no restriction. If some devotee wants to serve Krishna as cow, he serves Krishna as cow, as calf, as flower, as plant, as water, as ground, field, or as father, as mother, as friend, as beloved, anything. Jīja-sāmāṁ prapadyante tāṁsta sayyo-bhyāmam. That is Krishna's all-powerfulness, spiritual life. You understand what you are. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, when you are purified, then you can understand that you are not this body, you are soul. Sinnatang satatha Krishna punna sabana kirtana riddhantasta abhadrani. Abhadrani means inauspicious things. That is, the modes of ignorance and passion. So, in the material world, some of us, most of us, we are covered by these modes of passion and ignorance. That is abhadra. That is most inauspicious. We cannot understand. But gradually, we have to come to the modes of goodness, satogun. So, Rajagun, Tamagun is covering us. So by Sinnatang Sakata Krishna, if you hear about Krishna, then these dirty things, Rajagun and Tamagun, will be cleansed. And even it is not completely cleansed, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadrishu, even almost clean, then you come to the platform of Satogun. And as soon as you come to the platform of Satogun, the resultant action of Tamagun and Rajagun, namely, kama lobha dayastaj, tatu rajastamo bhava, kama lobha dayastaj. So long you are covered by the passion and ignorance. The ignorance means you do not know in anything, just like animals. And passion means all the human being, they are after sense gratification. That is called passion. So both these qualities will keep you in darkness. By the resultant action of these modes, you will be simply greedy and lusty. So if you come to the platform of Satogun, then you become free from this greediness and lustiness. Then your life becomes settled. Then gradually you'll understand what is God, what is your relationship. Tato rajastamo bhava kamalo bhagayastri nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nittanga bhagavata sevaya. You can do that simply by cultivating this Bhagavat life. That is it. What is that?
Is Krishna always anxious for us to engage in his devotional service and yeah. Become upset if we reject his offering?
Yes, because you are foolish. Krishna, God, is coming to you to take you back to home, back to Godhead. If you reject, that is your foolishness. Murha. Namang duskidinam murha sapadyante naradhama. One who does not surrender to Krishna or God, when you speak of Krishna as God, then what class of man he is? That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Duskritina, mura, naradhava, maya aparitajnana, asuri, bhavamas. Immediately you come to these categories. What is that? Duskritino. Most sinful. Unless you are most sinful, you cannot reject Krishna's offer. Or unless you are rascal number one, you cannot reject Krishna's offer. Duskritino mura. So as soon as you reject Krishna's offer, that means you are most sinful, you are rascal number one, you are lowest of the mankind, and your knowledge has been taken by Maya. That's all. Thank you very much.